Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. May I please have your last name and zip code?
My last name is Fingerette, F as in Frank, I-N-G-E-R-E-T-T, and my zip code is 43209.
Okay, I'm going to try and look up your account, ma'am.
Great, thank you. There's some complications with my billing, and I'm wondering if you might even want to pass me along to someone who can dig deep.
Well, right now we don't have anyone that is able to do that right now.
Okay, well then hopefully you can. So are you at the Craftsy headquarters, or are you a separate phone bank?
I'm a separate phone bank.
Okay. Is there a direct number for Craftsy?
No, ma'am. This is the only number that you can use.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Did you find my account?
I'm trying to.
I can give you my account number that they gave me.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay, the account name is G as in ghost, T as in town, G-I-R-L, C as in Charlie, D as in David. So it's G-T-G-I-R-L-C-D, and then the following numbers, 205-343-71.
Okay. Do you have an email address associated with this account, ma'am?
Yes. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Same thing. GTGIRLCD@AOL.com.
Okay. What seems to be the problem, ma'am?
I was charged $213.93, and I have no idea what for.
It seems like you're an annual member. Your premium.
The annual membership to Craftsy is $79.95.
Okay.
And on top of that, what is your name again?
Andrea.
Andrea. Is it Adria or Andrea?
Andrea.
Andrea. It's my sister's middle name. I'll never forget it. So here's the deal. When Craftsy was purchasing Blueprint, and they were making the corporate transition, they had a big meeting and a video live meeting where they said that Blueprint members, of which I was, would be getting 45 days free membership because there were a lot of inconveniences and our stuff wasn't available online because their transition was taking a lengthy period of time. I knew that my membership was up October 7th or 10th or something like that. Well, I knew I had till November 15th to make a decision. And then all of a sudden, I'm billed $213.93, which is 3 years of annual memberships to the new Craftsy. I was never emailed. I was never contacted. I was just billed. And I'm so hot under the collar, I can't even tell you. What do you think of that?
It does kind of seem kind of strange.
Yeah, lousy, pretty much. And I'm tempted to call my credit card and say, look, this is, you know, a theft, and go after them and, you know, just rip it off, take it off. And they'll do that. But I know that Craftsy is a great company, and I know they're trying hard, and they just screwed up. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I do want something done. I emailed the Craftsy at program-director.net days ago. I emailed days ago. And of all the online services that I buy from and vendors, I've never not gotten an immediate response. And this has been 2 or 3 days. So I'm really nervous. I'm very suspicious. And I would love someone to address it.
Okay. Well, ma'am, what is the email address that you emailed from?
GTGirlCD@AOL.com. So it's G as in ghost, T as in town, the word girl, C as in Charlie, D as in disc, @AOL.com.
Okay. I pulled up.
And I get the emails. I'm on the email list. I get emails every day from Craftsy. So, you know, here's one today. Sweet Seasons, Fall Foliage. I'm on the list. I'm right there, front and center. So, from editor@email.craftsy.com. Maybe I can email them, but I'm so hot. I hate to write anything because I just don't want to be too terribly pithy. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, what I can try to do is I can try to get with my supervisor and I can try and see why you are being charged $213.93.
That'd be great. You want to put me on hold and go do that now? Because if you are my only way through, you're it. There's no one at Craftsy I'm talking to. How do I handle this if not through you and your supervisor?
Well, ma'am, what we can try to do is we can look at the email that you sent us, which I'm able to pull it up. We can look at the email,
okay. And
I can also, I understand what you're saying, and I can also try to figure out why you was being charged $213. And what I can do is I can email you back or I can call you back at this number.
Mm-hmm, please.
And I can explain to you why you was being charged. Is that
okay?
Well,
I'll tell you what. I don't need to know why.
Okay.
I just need it taken off.
Okay.
Because I'm not committing to 3 years of a company that makes a decision for me. Forget it. No, I'm done. I mean, I would love to maybe in November 15th, when I thought I was going to have to renew it and I had it on my calendar to check back in and, you know, fix my card up, get it set to be charged, blah, blah. But this was automatically done. And I believe that the algorithm they used was probably left over from Blueprint. I don't know. Because my Blueprint subscription, which was another company that they purchased, was $200 for the year. But that was because it came with a gazillion products and perks that Craftsy's not offering. So that's why I'm very angry, because Craftsy is thinking I'm not going to notice it and they're going to take $213 from me when everyone else is paying $79.
I understand.
So it's their transition issue. It's a corporate issue. And I know why. And I don't need to know their reasons, because they can't be fair and judicious. When everyone else is paying $79, there's no reason to charge me $213. Period.
Okay, so.
Also, you poor thing. I'm so sorry. I hope this isn't the beginning
of
your
okay.
day. They offer $7.99 a month, and so the $79 for annual is a discount. Right? Instead of going monthly, if you pay it all at once, it's a discount. They don't even offer a 3-year discount. So it's not like a box got checked incorrectly. There's no reason on any of their websites to merit 3 years at once. So it's clearly something wrong. There's no reason why it can be acceptable. So, Andrea, good luck to you. So you can email me back at the GTGirlCD@AOL.com.
Okay.
That is also the address. Let me see. I believe that's the address. Yes, I sent the letter from that address. I sent it to craftsy@program-director.net.
Yes.
Do you see that email?
Yes, ma'am.
Great, 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 great. So you can see it's all there. It's no different than what I spoke of. And you can email me back. I can give you this, my home office number. I'm going to step out, but leave me a message.
Okay.
So you've got 614-251-0575?
Yes, ma'am.
Great, 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 great. And it's Sally?
Yes.
Fingerette.
Yes.
All right, Andrea, you're my my soldier today. Thank you for making this work. And what I would like to know is why has it taken so long to get back to me from Tuesday to Thursday on an email for business?
Well, right now we're kind of backed up because...
They did this to everybody?
No, not... Well, we're backed up, so we're trying to get everybody to understand why they're not able to get access to their classes and trying to help customers on different things that they call in for. So.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's a mess. Listen, what they're going through, nobody should want to go through. And I understand it. I'm in business myself. And so I understand all of that. And that is why I was relaxed. That is why I didn't even use their tutorials, because I knew not until November 15th would maybe my stuff be available, which is why the fact that they went ahead and charged me was really just an ouchy feeling, because I was giving them the benefit of the doubt and they were just stealing from me, frankly, is how it felt. So good luck. I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you for letting me unload. I'm sorry you were the target.
Okay.
I told you in advance, let me talk to somebody other than you. I gave you an out. So, okay. I think that's it, huh?
Would that be all for you today?
That's all for me today. Until I don't get what I need, then we have more from me today. But we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling,
Andrea.
And have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.